Blog Talk
yeah.
Radio.
Just a second. Hey, welcome everybody. This is the LBN Hour. This is Chuck Gifford and Al Crawford. Chuck, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing okay.
I know that it was a last second thing, but I invited Kevin Higgins to come on. Kevin had reached out to me earlier and was talking about a new tool that they've been using to be able to promote their chapter as well as the growth of their chapter, and it's an app called Nextdoor. And I thought it would be really good to have him on to explain more about it. I know that we have a certain number of people who listen to the show live, but I thought it would be a great idea to be able to share this episode with our other chapters and to put it in our news notes and the link to it, because it's something where they're having some really good success from this app. So Kevin's actually on hold already. I'm going to bring him on right now, okay?
Sounds great.
Here we go. Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, Al. How you doing, Chuck? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you, Kevin.
It's good to be heard from. Season's greetings.
Same to you.
Yes. So Kevin, thanks. I know it was kind of a last second thing that we decided to do this, but I've seen the stuff that's been going on with Nextdoor, and one of the things that I think we've really tried to do is to kind of stay on the leading edge of new things, and I think it's a cool thing to actually hear from the person who's seen the success from it. So I'm actually going to turn the stage over to you for a few minutes. You can kind of explain how this first came about, and ultimately what it's doing to help both your business as well as your chapter.
Super. Hey, thank you. And first of all, the origin story, I'm going to give propers on my chapter to Taras Chalet and another member, Oliver Sanner, were some of the earliest adopters of Nextdoor.com. And it's remarkable, too, when you hear people talking about things that are working, that you say, wow, that sounds really great. But until you make conscious contact and experience something for the first time and see the results yourself, it's just not the same, right?
Right.
So now I've had that opportunity to drive this thing a little bit and see these results, and now I am like, wow, this is awesome. So, and there's a lot of different ways to leverage this for LBN, and I'm going to scratch the surface with some of them. And so one of the things that I want to put as a disclaimer, when anybody gets on Nextdoor.com, that's where you want to go. Nextdoor.com, you're going to sign up around your house. This is a social media platform designed for your neighbors and your neighborhood. So you sign up that way, and it's built so you don't self-promote. That's very important. But you use it in one way is to promote others. So what we've been doing and Taras would be doing is like, hey, I know a great plumber. If you've got any leaky faucet, contact me for a referral. And he would never give the person's information. He would just say, contact me. So he was in control of the connection. And so he was doing that for a period of time, just making posts and saying, I know a great landscaper. I know a great dentist. I know a great contact. And these people would say, yeah, who is this person? And he would then pass along the name and number and, of course, ask for permission for that service provider to call the neighbor as well to tie the two together. So number one, you can get out there and promote your fellow members to this community. And I did that for our PNC auto person, or PNC insurance, Mark McKelly. And I referred him four people in less than a 24-hour period using Nextdoor.com. So that's number one, how to help your people. Number two, you can use it when your chapter is looking for a professional. So we needed, past tense, needed a tax professional, CPA in LBN Sterling Heights. I put a simple post like, hey, looking for recommendations for a tax accountant. Who do you recommend? And I got seven or eight different professionals that were offered to me by my neighbors. So what you do with that information is this. So they'll tell you, Tom Smith at ABC Tax Accountant, here's his phone number. So when you call Tom Smith, you say, hey, one of your clients, Jane Jones, said you are a great tax accountant. Are you doing any business networking? So I had, again, 7 or 8 people reply to this post. I reached out to them as I had time. I had one guy come to our meeting yesterday, and he saw the LBN meeting. He gets what we're doing. His application will be going in the mail later today. So as you can probably tell, I'm super excited about this opportunity because the more different avenues we have to communicate with people about what we're doing in LBN, the better it is. And then also what's happening is a third benefit, you're becoming part of an affinity group of your local neighbors. A part of our group is talking about starting a book club within our little neighborhood. Well, I would join a book club in a heartbeat, and now I'm going to be probably the realtor who's part of a book club through our neighborhood association, right?
Nice,
so
nice.
That I'm going to take a breath here and see if you have any questions for me, but that's the ways that we've been seeing this thing work for us thus far.
When you go to nextdoor.com, does it automatically hook you up to a group in your neighborhood, or do you select from
yeah.
a series of communities?
You're going to hook up to your neighborhood. So it is dependent on where you live. And again, like most everything else these days, the technology is very easy to drive. So it for most people, I think if you get to nextdoor.com and follow their prompts and, you know, you're going to be able to be hooked up in no time at all. And it's a free service, too. There is no charge for this whatsoever.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, so it was something that Kevin back probably just over a year ago. I know that you guys at first started talking about that, and it was something that I had done it, and have actually booked and closed business from my neighborhood, and it's been a very cool thing for me as well. And I've definitely seen the value in it, and what I love about it is, you know, if you're a small business owner or somebody, you know, that has a service to offer, you know, I basically had one of my neighbors that I didn't know who they were. And, you know, they'd seen my truck, you know, here and there, and basically reached out to me on Nextdoor and just said, hey, I'm one of your neighbors, and would you be willing to come over and, you know, and help us? And I don't know whether or not they would have actually approached me, or you just don't know how, you know, how people are today to be able to do that. And it ended up being just a very easy way to be able to do this. So that was, you know, I personally benefited from it already. And the thing that I like about it is that when you go to the website, it basically allows you to send invitations. It'll actually send like virtual postcards to your neighborhood. So you can actually, you know, get to know who these people are. And it's something that's going to shove down their throat. They're going to be sending an invitation, and they can choose whether or not they want to accept it. But you basically can just click on the addresses that you want to send these things to, and it's going to actually send them this postcard to do it. And that's how these things build. So it's not something where you have to go, you know, knocking door to door. But it's almost a virtual way of going door to door to present your business.
Right. Right. And then that's the other thing I didn't touch on either, is that as you're watching the news feed from your neighbors, of course, they're going to occasionally ask, like, who do you know? Who do I know who's a great dentist or a chiropractor, or you name the business? And as they're putting those things out there, of course, that I'm putting my people, you know, forward and responding. So all kinds of opportunities for it. I just think it's awesome. And I think the biggest thing for people to do is when they have this thing that's there is applying the knowledge that we have. I did a poll at my chapter meeting yesterday, and a lot of our people, 80-90%, have a Nextdoor.com account, but probably only 20-30% are driving it thus far. So I said, hey, this could work for everybody, but we got to get out there and use it and experience it and tell more stories of success, and the thing will just continue to snowball.
One of the things that I noticed today, Kevin, and because you know Kevin sent me some notes on some of the stuff that they'd been doing in the chapter, and what had happened was they were looking for recommendations for an accountant, and they got a list basically of different accountants that were being recommended, and that was one of the things that we were looking at as far as the ability to be able to recruit people for the chapters, because we want people that we know, like, and trust. We're already asking for that introduction. And so I made a point of the names that Kevin sent me to actually send out friend requests to some of these, and have already actually accepted those. And so it's going to be a way, because I wasn't sure exactly which person you had actually invited to the meeting, so I didn't reach out to any of them personally yet, Kevin. But it's something that it's going to give us that ability. We can actually reach out and just – and we have a lead in now. Hey, I saw you recommended, you know, which, and we're looking for your business. Obviously, if you're looking for a business, you know, Albion might be an option for you, and you know, you should consider coming to a meeting. So that was the other thing, Chuck, why I wanted you to make this as part of this call, is that recruitment is always a concern. It's always something that is, you know, top of mind for us. And for people who are saying that they don't know, you know, where to get possibilities, you know, where to get new potential members, I think this could be a really good tool to be able to help stimulate recruitment in some of the chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think one of the things Kevin said was when you reach out to these, if you've asked for accountants and you've gotten the names of accountants, when you reach out to them, you know, be sure and mention the name of the person who referred them, because
yes,
that's a bit more credibility, I think, when you do that. So don't just say, hey, a friend of yours or a neighbor recommended you, you know, put that person's name in there. So they'll know who it was, and therefore they're more likely to accept your message and treat it with respect. So that's
absolutely the other good point.
Yeah, for sure, Chuck. And the other way this works, which is really cool, is that when you get into this, you can actually it'll actually find your people in your community. It'll actually use your other things. You can actually search your Gmail contacts, Yahoo contacts, AOL contacts, Facebook friends. It'll actually search that, because you may be connected with somebody that you didn't even realize they were a neighbor. They were somebody who lived that close to you. And I thought that was a really cool way to be able to kind of cement that, because you end up having that person from high school, the person that you haven't talked to in so long, and suddenly find out they live around the block from you. What a great way to bring that together, to, you know, reconnect that with basically who you are and what you do. I think it's a really cool way to be able to complement this.
Kevin, do you know how they define the communities? Is it by zip code or by geographic area?
It's a geographic area, but exactly how they're doing that, Chuck, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a combination, maybe depending on how large a subdivision is, or maybe a couple of subdivisions adjacent to each other. Because I know when I in my little community, I think there's 2,000 households. So it's a fairly decent, you know, amount of people that you've got there in your area. But how they do it and what their algorithm is, I couldn't speak to that per se.
Okay. And do you know, do you have to have an address within that community to join the next day?
Yeah. So you got to start with that.
So you couldn't join your community and then say, well, there's another community that's half mile away, I'd like to join that one too. You couldn't
right.
join
I think what I've noticed is there, it's got a, like a hyper local community that you belong to, which is the smallest part of it. But then it'll ask you right after that, like, well, would you like to, you know, belong to this slightly larger community? That's where I say the mat is about 2,000. So, but yeah, it all starts from the address that you put in as your starting point, and it basically leads you from there, if you will.
Okay. And I understand that some of these next door things, they have certain days when you can promote your day.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were garbled, Chuck. Repeat that.
In some of these next door things, some of them have a specific day, like every Thursday. You can promote your own.
I haven't picked up on that yet. And and I think Al and I think Chuck, you know this as well, is that my philosophy is that I'm really all about promoting others, because I know the other stuff will find its way back to me. If there's something like that where we can do it on a certain day or something like that, that's a bonus. But my thing is, if I know, am I helping enough people, that's all going to be good for LBN and it'll all find its way back to me. But I don't have an answer for that either.
Okay. So the one thing that, because it does put interests in there, and so in my interest, I put carpet cleaning. And that was something that somebody looked at that, and that's how they found me. So it was, so that was the way that I was able to do that and to get somebody. But I'm looking at the map and how they determine this, and it looks like, just based on, it looks like it's about a 2x2 mile square. It's about a 4 square mile thing. So it's not just your subdivision. It's a pretty big swath that is part of this. It looks, again, about 2x2 as far as geographic area.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
And it's not necessarily defined by community, but more by distance. Although, typically, that will include at least a portion of the community you live in. Okay.
But it's within my city. So I live in Clinton Township. So mine's called Clinton Smoker. And I don't know why it was called that, but that's what mine's called. And it's all Clinton Township. That is my area. So there's nothing in a different city or anything. It's all within, with Clinton Township. And that's how at least mine has been set up. Another thing that's kind of cool, looking at the functionality of it, is that there's other things that you can put in. It's like holiday lights. So if somebody has a holiday light display, you can indicate that, which is kind of cool. You can invite by email if you want to. There's flyers. You can actually create a flyer that you can send out. So that would be a way you could actually promote your business. You can do postcards, business cards, door hangers, and I think that and that's something where there's got to be some cost in this, I would guess. Haven't gotten that far into it, but I know that these are other things that are in there in this setting. So I would just say to people, go to thisnextdoor.com and create your own profile, and you're gonna give as much or as little as you want. But I would really, really, really encourage you to put at least your contact information, who you are, and make sure that it's clear that you have whatever business you have, and then make sure that your email address and your phone number and that stuff, that your contact information is there. And then the other thing, just like with any other platform, is you've got to check it out. You can't just put it out there and forget about it. You need to go back to it and have some contact and some input, on the site so that, suddenly somebody asks for something and it's been 6 months since you looked at it, it's going to be kind of stupid to go back. Hey, I know you wanted something back in the spring. That's not going to work out.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, I'm getting ready to jump off the line because I'm out here. I got to pick up some toys for tots here at my local department store. So I'm going to do that. In closing,
okay.
If I could, I just wanted to leave my phone number and let them know about LBN Sterling Heights, which meets on the first and third Tuesday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the National Coney Island on Van Dyke at 12.5 Mile Road. And if anybody needs to or wants to contact me, Kevin Higgins at 586-201-0388, or email me at Kevin Higgins, HIGGINS, at Top Producer, 2 P's in the middle, topproducer.com. And have a great holiday season, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of great more success stories from nextdoor.com.
Okay, cool.
Thanks,
Kevin. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a great day, bud.
You're welcome. Good to talk
to
you guys.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See ya.
See you, bye. Okay. That was cool. You know, Chuck, it was funny. I grabbed my phone. And I almost hung up on everybody instead of doing it on the studio. I caught myself and I'm like, no, don't do that. Got to do it on the studio. Stay off of that. So I thought that was cool. I just thought it was worth definitely, you know, having him share his piece, because I could talk about it, but if you actually, you know, have somebody sharing their successes, and I know that many of the people in that chapter have gotten business, you know, from this. And I think it goes where I think it also plays a part is that, you know, we really encourage people to live in, you know, near proximity to the chapter they belong to. So if you live or work in that area, it's going to be an easier way to promote that. You know, if you're driving 30 miles to go to your chapter, it may be a little more of a challenge. But a chapter that is, you know, close-knit, they're in a similar community, I think this can really be a good help. And that's what I love about it, is that because they're all referring each other. So it's like, what does LBN have to do with this? Well, if you're out there by yourself, it's a different game. If you have 15 people that are all doing this and promoting each other through this, it creates a lot more opportunities for each other, which I think is really cool.
Well, absolutely. And you're all living in different areas. So there are different people in each group. So each member is reaching out to their own 2 square mile area, and they may overlap, they may not, they may be totally separate. But if you have, you know, 15, 20 people in your chapter that are all in these groups, then you're going to cover quite a broad area.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you look at kind of their do's and don'ts on the site, it really kind of goes along with kind of the stuff that we talk about, is just don't use it as a soapbox. So it's not there to complain about, you know, about your neighbors. Promote local businesses and commerce the right way. And it talks about, you know, claim a business page, promote your business, offering services for sale and free, fundraising, conflicts of interest, and then using your identity. So if people truly know that it's you, it's not some fake thing. It's not some bogus identity, because it's really it's tied to your social media. It's tied to, you know, who you are and stuff. And then it goes through the things of, you know, no profanity, no, you know, no threats, no nothing like that. So it is really a community type page that's there. So I think it's neat. It's really neat.
Yeah.
And then you can actually add. The other thing I'm looking at just real quick, Chuck. When you actually you can operate under your name or as a business, so you can actually have two different ways of doing this.
Okay, and they are monitored in some way. I'm not sure exactly how that's done, but you know, if there's somebody on there using profanity or making lewd suggestions or whatever, they are monitored and they're cut off. So it's you know, they try to keep it as clean as they can, and that's a good thing. Down here in Texas, they also, we have communities, you know, in Texas, you'll have a developer come in, and he'll develop 2,000 homes, and they have, here in Savannah, we have SavannahTexas.com. So we can join the Savannah group and share information with neighbors and so on. But there's also Nextdoor, so you can join both if you want to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was definitely worth a few minutes of that, and so again, just an extra tool for people to be able to use. I know that we have other things we wanted to talk about, but I did want to talk about our training that I did last night. And it was neat because we had two people from two different spectrums. One was a financial planner who was new. He's been a financial planner for a couple of years, but had never networked before. And then we had a lady who is an event organizer for an entertainment company where they do DJs and MCs and bands and these different things. And it was a cool thing to kind of bring them together, to have them understanding who each other is. And the reason I wanted to talk about it for a minute was that the lady who had actually networked for years and had been a part of a bunch of different groups and really came in saying that she was a great networker and that she was really there just because, you know, she needed to come to the training, you know, because it's part of what we require, and left after the session saying, I really had no idea how much I didn't know, and was just so, was very thankful for the insight that she had, and it pinned an entirely different perspective of her. And one of the things that I do in the class is that I'll give a 60-second, and then I'll have them give their 60 seconds. And then I'll ask the question, what do you remember of what anybody said? And they're both like, well, remember exactly what you said, but they had no idea what each other said. And I was like, well, that's where we want to be. I want to make sure that every time you say something and it's going to be memorable, and somebody's going to walk away with something, you know, a tidbit of information. And so it was a really cool thing because they couldn't have been any more opposite as far as what they did. And to bring them together and have them have a clear understanding of each other, and with this training that we do, I think was really a cool thing. And it was actually Jan Sherman, one of our regional directors. His son is in a band who is incredible, and I love him. I've seen him a few times. And I guess the guy who actually manages their band is launching an entertainment business. And so this lady's come on as like a salesperson for all the things that they do. And so it was cool how this all came together as to who they were and stuff. But I just thought that was worth, you know, taking a minute and discussing that, Chuck.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. We had our Frisco evening meeting last night. It's kind of an interesting group. We're relatively small. We only have 8 members at the moment. But last night they shared 24 referrals, so three
nice.
Per person, which is pretty nice level of productivity for a group that small. One of the members mentioned, he is part of another networking group, and down here in Texas, everybody's part of several networking groups. But he said, you know, this is the one that I really do a lot of referrals for. I said, this group, I know this group, because of the way we operate and because we share so much information about each other, I really have a bond with the people in this group that I don't have in my other groups. And so, that's what's different about LBN. There's really a bond here. We really, truly respect each other. We have really gotten to know each other. And, it's my favorite meeting. And it's the one where, I really want to send referrals because I know the people so well and have such high respect for them. So that was good to hear. And good to hear him say something like that about his group. And they're an excellent group. They're doing a lot of collaborative work. They're doing first-time homebuyer seminars. They've done 2 or 3 of them so far, and plan to continue to do them. And they're really working on fine-tuning that process, getting their presentations down and better, and being more informative, and not getting off on sidetracks and so on and so forth, but really making it powerful for those who come to view it. But also working hard on the marketing of that program because, we've had 3, 4, 5 people at a couple of those meetings, and I think they have 8 or 9 at the other one. But they really want to get that up around 15 people per event, first-time homebuyers. And they just do a fabulous job of taking that person, and they connect with one person in the group whose services they need, immediately, and then that person passes them along to the next person, and right on down the line. So it's that is just case after case after case where they brought someone in. The mortgage guy perhaps talked with them, then they needed some credit service, so they passed them over to the credit repair person. They need a little bit of financial planning and guidance and budgeting and so on. So we passed them back to the financial planner, and then they came up with the down payment and went to the realtor and back to the mortgage person and brought in the insurance person. And so, I mean, they're just taking, they're just creating a, you know, a line of referrals for each other. And it's just fun to watch.
That's great. I love hearing it.
Yeah, really working well together, and we're not growing as fast as I would like, but maybe this next door idea will help them get more active in that arena, because I know they're all active on social media. So
that's good. It just takes a couple. You know, that's what the nice thing about it. It only takes a couple of people from these things to have it pop.
Right. Well, let me remind you again about 10 minutes, too. I'm going to have to leave, so
we'll just end the show at 10, too. I know that for our audience, one of the things that we really try to make a point of doing is each Monday there's news notes that are sent out to our entire membership, and there's different things that are shared in those news notes, but typically there's a subject, and so this week it was actually talking about with our officers beginning new terms, how they're approaching it, and really almost looking at it as like a sales manager's position, because that's really what the leadership of a chapter is. And so I want to turn it back over to you, Chuck, so you can kind of elaborate more on what we were talking about.
Okay, and so the headline was, how are you doing as a sales manager? And I was really talking to each member in LBN in terms of how they are managing their sales team, and their sales team, their part-time sales team, is the chapter, all the members of the chapter. So, in fact, you know, what their job is in LBN is to manage this sales team. And I think, you know, a lot of people come in with the traditional networking concept in their heads, and they're selling to people rather than through people, and they don't recognize this difference in frame of mind that needs to occur for them to be truly successful in LBN. There are others that get it, you know, and get it right away, but there's some of us or some of our members who really can't have difficulty switching from that sales mode into the sales management mode, and providing their sales team, the members of the chapter, with all of the information that they need. And so what we were kind of asking in this article is, how are you doing it as a sales manager? Are you bringing to your part-time sales staff the information they need to be able to work in your business for you? Are you doing a good job with your 60-second presentations? Are you doing a good job at your one-on-one meetings? Are you providing the information that everybody needs in order to go out and promote your business for you and during the 2-week period between meetings? So that was, you know, that's really what we're questioning. And I know as a sales manager previously, this would be a topic that would be of interest to you. When you were in the mortgage business, I think you were managing a team of mortgage people. And, you know, just thinking back on what are the functions of the sales manager? And you can take those and apply them to the LBN environment. So, for instance, the first thing you need to do as a sales manager is to hire a team. And so what LBN members can do is to recruit people into their chapter that are going to be the best team members for them, people that are going to bring them referrals. So, the best thing for a member to do is to invite people that can be ideal referral partners for them, so that those individuals will be in the chapter, will be meeting with them on a regular basis, and we'll be sending them referrals on a regular basis. And I think not a lot of people in Libyan really focus on that concept and go out and look hard for the types of people that are really going to be most beneficial for them. Now, that person is obviously going to help other people in the chapter, but the majority, if they're positioned properly to help the individual who invited them to come and join the chapter, then they're going to bring a lot of referrals for that individual. So thinking of it as a sales manager, bring those people onto your team that are going to be that are going to do the best job for you. And, of course, that means you're looking for, you know, professional people, you're looking for high-quality people, you're looking for people you'd be happy to send a referral to, and you're looking for people who have contacts with people who can be prospects for you. So, you know, if you're doing a good job as a sales manager for your own company within your LBN chapter, you're looking to bring into the chapter those people that are going to be the most help for you.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things that I think we've done a really good job over the last several years is really, you know, trying to focusing on bringing in, not that we didn't do it before, but I think we've gotten better at it as far as, you know, bringing in the people that are truly relevant to the group and can bring the most value to the group. And that's, to me, that's something that's different from a lot of the other, you know, things that are out there where it's just, it doesn't matter what you do, just come on in and be a part of it. And I think that looking at what the person can bring to the group has a big part. Now, there's those categories that aren't supported. And that's something like even with this lady last night who was talking about doing the band promotion, is that part of what the challenge then is when we talk about the cross-chapter networking. You know, having that, maybe there is nobody currently in her chapter, but because of cross-chapter networking, there were three or four different opportunities that I found for her yesterday that would be good, you know, good referral partners for her. But at the same time, by her understanding what the needs of her chapter are, as far as almost having like a subcategory in the group, to be able to say what were the businesses that would complement what she does, and to be able to present that to other chapters, so that when she's visiting another chapter, she has her chance to do her 60-second to promote the product and service that she's looking for. But in the recognition portion of the meeting where she's basically sharing what she's done, to be able to share the needs of the chapter she belongs to so that those people in those other circles may know those people and can actually bring them to that group that might have that may better serve what they're doing, because maybe they thought there wasn't really a good fit, you know, in their chapter for what that category, but they see what she brings to the table and says, oh man, that's a better fit, you know, for her. So that might be a better chapter for them to be a part of. And I think that's a really, you know, nice part about how this model is set up.
Right. Well, and then, you know, once you've hired these people and you've gotten them onto your team, right, then what a sales manager needs to do is to train them. And that's what LBN members need to do. We need to look at our fellow members and make sure that we're giving to them the information they need to be able to promote our business for us. And so, you know, the 60-second presentations, how they're done, and if they're done effectively, and if they're well-planned, and if they're well-conceived, and there's a good story to go with them, and if there's a good ask, and there's a why, and if you do all of those things right, those 60-second presentations become, or trainings become, you know, powerful training information for the members of your team. If you do it right, you're going to get a lot of referrals out of it. If you do it wrong, you're not going to get any action at all. So you have to,
right,
you know, you have to do that properly. You have to put together your referral partner profile sheet to take with you when you do a one-on-one meeting with another member, so you're sure you're communicating the information that they need in order to be able to help you. And so getting that, and just the process of thinking through that referral partner profile sheet, putting that stuff on paper, is just a great educational purpose or exercise, great exercise for our members. because it helps them to think about, hey, what is really important? And, you know, and frequently you find that you're leaving stuff out, or that you really haven't selected the most important stuff, or you haven't given certain things priority that it needs. And so thinking through that whole process, getting that training document together is really important. And so you need to, you know, you need to make sure that you're training your people properly. And then you also need, as a sales manager, you're going to motivate your sales staff, right? So in LBN, you need to motivate the people within your chapter. And the primary ways you do that is, you know, we're not going to incentivize them. We're not going to pay them for what they do, but except with referrals. And so, you know, we need to be generating referrals so others in the chapter can see, hey, they're helping us. We need to help them. And,
right.
You know, show up for meetings and, you know, make sure that you're doing your part to support the efforts of the chapter. These are the things that are going to motivate your fellow members. And then, you know, building those strong relationships with those people that can be your best referral partners. So, you know, thinking as a sales manager, am I motivating my people? Am I giving them the information that they need? Am I doing the best job I can do of making my sales team as productive as they can be, right? So, you know, hire the right people, get them trained properly, motivate them, provide them with promotional materials. You know, if you were running a sales staff within a company, you'd be planning campaigns and you'd be putting together flyers and you'd be putting together coupons and, you know, all kinds of different things to provide your sales staff with some materials they can use to incentivize prospects to purchase your products or services. So you need to think in the same way here in LBN. You know, if you can hand your fellow members a coupon and ask them to hand that out to people that they know for you, then that's, you know, that's going to help you get more referrals. If you come to them with, shoot them an email with a video on it that they can forward on to everybody that they're friends with, that's going to make them more effective in promoting your business for you. So you have to think as a sales manager, what can I put into the hands of my sales staff that's going to make them more effective? Okay? And you need to be creative there. You can come up with all kinds of things that are going to be helpful to your members to make them more effective in promoting your business. And then as a sales manager, you're going to monitor their performance. You're going to see how they do. If you see there are some issues or some problems or some stumbling blocks, you're going to try and help remove those stumbling blocks so that your sales staff can be more effective. So, you know, you need to talk with the members of your chapter about what they're doing to help you and where they're having problems and where, you know, what else they need, where additional information would be helpful to them in order to help them, you know, promote your business for you. You know, we were talking to the mortgage guy in our Frisco evening chapter last night, and he mentioned, you know, I asked the question, you know, how many different mortgages are there? And your job as a lender is to kind of sort through these documents or these programs and pick the one that's best for each individual client based on their specific needs. So how many things do you have to choose from? He said, we have over 700 different products. 700 different products. You know, that's to me, that's incredible. That's incredible. And you know, he'd never mentioned it. To understand that he has that capability to look at all of these different things in order to pick the right one for the individual that he's talking to, is a great sales point, I think. So it's a single point that he's never mentioned before or never brought up or never even thought about, I suppose. But it, you know, makes him stand out, right? So
right.
These, you know, providing these little tidbits, you know, if I can, you know, I can talk, if I'm talking to somebody that's thinking about buying a house, and I can tell them, hey, you know, I have a friend in the mortgage business, and they have access to 700 different types of mortgages, and they will sort through all of those to find the one that's going to give you the you know, one that you can qualify, number one, qualify for, and number two, it's going to give you the best interest rate. So, you know, there aren't a lot of companies, I don't think, that have 700 products to offer. So it just, you know, you don't think about these things. Sometimes you get so close to it, you don't recognize what's going to be impressive to somebody else. And this, that item just popped out in the meeting. So I don't know, all of this, I don't know if this relates back to your days as a sales manager for, in a mortgage office. Or not, but there might be some parallels there.
Well, there are. I mean, absolutely. And I think that looking for good people is always a thing, you know, and it's something where you're looking for a certain kind of skills, certain set of skills, you're looking for a certain personality, you're looking for, you know, that. So I think that that's a universal thing, is that you're looking for the best. And I think that that's what the chapters are doing, is that they're looking for the best. It's not just the first person that shows up that does that, they're going to be in. It's allowing the chapter to vet the people and to check them out and to make sure and to make sure that they're taking the best of the best. So just because you go to a chapter and you say you want to be a part of it, doesn't mean you're going to be a part of it, because if you don't have the personality and you don't have the traits that they're looking for that can complement the other people in the group, you're not going to be in it. And so, and that's one of the things that I like about having more than one chapter. As a sales manager, I was either going to hire you or I wasn't going to hire you. What I've seen within the LBN family is that there's been a person whose personality, they were good at what they did, but their personality wasn't a good fit for that group, but there was another group that was perfect for them. And so I think that that's one of the things that we do. That if the chapter says they're not a good fit, or the member says they're not a good fit, then they're going to have that opportunity to visit another group to see if that's a better fit for them. And that's, I think, an advantage that we offer that you typically wouldn't see anywhere else.
Yeah. So I'm on the move, Al.
Okay, not a problem. I'm just going to wrap it up, Chuck. So we'll take care. We'll see you next week, Chuck. And for our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in more, please share this episode. If you're listening live, you know, please, when you get the archived version of it, please share it. If you're listening to this for the first time via social media, please feel free to share this episode with people that you feel it may be applicable for, whether it be through being a part of the Nextdoor app or being a part of Local Business Network in either Southeast Michigan or the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Until next week, thanks everyone so much for being a part of it. God bless America. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.